Welcome to Collect All and Save Basics for Drum and Bass Beginners. This quick lesson gets you set up so your sessions travel cleanly, sound the same on another machine, and never leave collaborators or your future self stranded with missing files. We're going to walk through the file, collect all and save workflow in Ableton Live, show you how to consolidate and resample so third-party content won't break, and end with a tidy DNB-friendly project you can move, zip, or hand off with confidence. Why this matters for DNB. Drum and bass projects tend to pile up one-shots, chopped breaks, heavy processed resamples, and frozen tracks. If any of those source files live outside your project folder, they can go missing and ruin a collaboration or a live set. Collecting your files keeps amen chops, resampled basses, and all your edits inside the project folder, so everything travels together. Big win for reliability. What you'll build in this lesson. You'll make a compact template, a drum rack with an amen slice chain and a drum bus chain, a bass patch and operator that you'll rough process and then resample, a resample audio track to capture processed drums and bass, and a clear project folder structure. By the end, you'll run file, collect all and save and verify the project opens elsewhere with zero missing files. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prerequisite, Ableton Live, any full version 9 or later. We'll only use stock devices, drum rack, simpler or sampler, operator, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, and the basics. First, create and save a new project folder. Open file, save live set as, and name it DNB Rolling Template V01. Pick a place on your disk like documents/Ableton/DNB Rolling Template V01. This creates the project folder that collect all will populate. Important teacher tip. Always save first before you attempt to collect. If you don't save, collect all won't have a target to copy into. Next, build a simple drum rack with an amen chop. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Drag an amen break from your sample folder. Remember, this is likely outside the project folder. Right-click the pad and choose slice to new MIDI track. Pick transient slicing or one of the slice presets that works for you. Add a processing chain on the drum rack group. Saturator with a small drive, EQ8 to scoop, some low end around 60 to 90 Hz, and a glue compressor set for a punchy 4:1 ratio and a medium release. These give your amen slices the snap you want for rolling DNB. Now make a bass channel and rough process it. Create a MIDI track, load operator and build a simple 2 oscillator patch, a sine for sub and a second oscillator for grit or light FM. Low pass the filter around 600 Hz. Add saturator and EQ8 to bring some presence around 60 to 100 Hz, and a utility with width set low to keep the sub mono. For performance, create an audio effect rack with 2 chains, 1 dry and 1 heavy distorted resample chain. Map a macro so you can flip between dry and distorted quickly. This lets you audition how the resample will sound without committing yet. Resample your processed drums and bass into audio. Create an audio track called Resample. This audio version is shortened for playback.